Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the second week of Eastertide, and from the United States, we hear from Katie Beadle Rice. Katie lives in Boise, Idaho, and is the interim director of the Center for Children and Theology, an ecumenical nonprofit that supports adults nurturing children's spirituality. Her preaching today is entitled, The Boldness of the Word of God.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. After their release, Peter and John went back to their own people and reported what the chief priests and elders had told them. And when they heard it, they raised their voices to God with one accord and said, Sovereign Lord, maker of heaven and earth, and the sea and all that is in them, you said by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of our father David, your servant, why did the Gentiles rage and the peoples entertain folly? The kings of the earth took their stand and the princes gathered together against the Lord and against his anointed. Indeed, they gathered in this city against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, Herod and Pontius Pilate, together with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel, to do what your hand and your will had long ago planned to take place. And now, Lord, take note of their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with all boldness as you stretch forth your hand to heal, and signs and wonders are done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. As they prayed, the place where they were gathered shook, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness. We have entered the second week of Easter, the season of our greatest rejoicing, of our greatest light and life. And in the first reading, we find these friends of Jesus, the ones who heard the commission from his own lips to go forth and share the good news with all nations, already finding themselves persecuted, arrested, rejected, and threatened. It hasn't been so very long. We are only in the fourth chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, and for the rest of the book, we will see this pattern played out. As the good news is spoken, some come to believe, while others, especially those who cling to power, respond out of fear, jealousy, and anger. Mobs are incited, trials are held, floggings are administered, and the apostles are martyred and imprisoned. But the word of God remains free and bold. In today's gospel, we jump from the resurrection appearances of last week's readings to nearly the beginning of John's gospel, where Nicodemus, under cover of darkness, seeks out Jesus, who has just begun his public ministry by turning water into wine and then cleansing the temple at Passover. And their conversation is strange. Jesus tells Nicodemus, "Unless one is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God." And Nicodemus asks, "How can a man once grown old be born again? Surely he cannot re-enter his mother's womb and be born again, can he?" The language is puzzling and the image absurd. And yet, isn't this exactly what Jesus came to tell us? That when we think the story is over, it's not. Though you might have grown old, though you might have grown weary, though you experienced the death of dreams, ideals, your very self, still God says, "Look, I am doing something new." Babies come into this world completely vulnerable, without speech or mobility, without the ability to care for their own basic needs, and yet with an infinite potential to learn the language that they hear spoken, to develop movements that when practiced over and over again will lead to walking, running, skipping, maybe gymnastics, elite sports, artistry, music. They come into the world with a certain boldness. What courage a child must have to attempt communication when she knows she will probably not be understood. The courage to take an independent step when all the ones before it have been unsuccessful. The courage to trust that what she is striving for might be attained. Famous observer of childhood development, Maria Montessori, noticed this pattern, where there are long periods where it seems like no progress is being made, and then suddenly there would be an explosion into the long-awaited developmental milestone. In her book, The Absorbent Mind, she mused, "So we ourselves may take courage from the child's example and be willing to wait. From the stagnant periods of history, we may always hope that progress will come. Perhaps the foolishness of humans is less than it seems. Wonderful things for the future may lie waiting for explosions in the inner life, which is hidden from us." This is the pattern of our God, the author of life, who seems to have endless patience as she waits for our development. Jesus tells Nicodemus, "Do not be amazed that I told you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." The word of God, which the apostles pray that they might have the courage to speak with all boldness, will not be controlled. As Paul later writes in a letter from prison to Timothy, the word of God is not chained. And neither are we, called also to be the incarnation of the word that God spoke, as all creation was spoken into existence. This word is not chained. We are not chained, vulnerable and unknowing though we are. Each death is a passageway to greater life. We can trust the one who went before us in birth, death, and resurrection, who endured rejection in the most final and absolute way, only to continue to call out in love, to stretch forth his hand to heal all that divides and scatters. O words of God, what story are you writing now? We might not know or understand, but let us be part of your bold love that continues to pour itself out for a world in need of healing.